escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So we were talking about combo comparison. But I've asked, as it pertains to the Golden State Warriors a couple times, what, like, we all expect the locker room fallout to not be good if Jonathan Kuminga has to sign that qualifying offer and play with him, or if they get into training camp, and all signs are certainly pointing to training camp is going to start, because that's the end of September, or that's in September, before the August 1st deadline. It's going to start with this Jonathan Kuminga cloud hanging over them. Mm-hmm. And I've questioned, how does this work? Because We've all read the book. We've all seen the TV show. They made it into a Lifetime movie. We saw that too. We know how Draymond Green is going to behave. We know what this team is going to do. We know how they're going to push this story out there. We've seen it. What about here, though? Malik's name out there a lot, as Jesse pointed out a second ago. Devin Carter's name out there a lot, which he already addressed at Summer League. But that's Summer League. Mm-hmm. Is it the same when training camp gets here? Is it just like, it's cool, it's business, and we're just back at it?
I think that's what you'd want, but I think it's not unreasonable, but also a little unfair to think that, like, that's just the only thing that'll happen.
I just have a feeling that Malik, we'll look at it like it's just business. Like, it is what it is. Devin, and take shots here and there. I'm not trying to take a shot right here. He doesn't have the cachet to feel any other way other than, I need to be good in the NBA. It's his second year. His first year was up and down, to say the least. Even if he does feel some type of way, you're a second-year player. Buy into whatever's going on, play good basketball, start to establish yourself as an NBA player. That should be his focus, not, they tried to trade me, so I'm pouting.
I don't think it's just a Malik and Devin Carter thing either. Like, this is a group coming into this season that's got a 2-year shelf life. It's looking like, I'd figure if you're playing for something, you're playing not only for, like, that season, but also a future, and it's like, I don't know, like, are guys thinking about what it could be beyond Sacramento?
Maybe, potentially. I mean, I think a lot of those guys could be looking at the right here and right now. Like
is DeMar DeRozan, I'm just throwing hypotheticals out there. Like, is DeMar DeRozan, oh yeah, ready for the Kings, but also talking to his agent. Oh yeah, what's it looking like in February for us? Stuff like that.
I'm sure he is.
I wonder how much that affects a team.
Yeah, I'm sure that he is.
But the thing about it is, I think whatever anybody wants to do, they have to perform well. even if you're in an audition for the rest of the league, like DeRozan, like, I don't know what's going on. You know, Aaron Goodwin, like, make sure the calls are coming through or whatever. And Aaron would probably be like, all right, well, you got a hoop to be appealing to Denver or something like that. You got to show that you still got it, that you're still producing at a high level. Same with Zach LaVine, who might be looking at a contract in 2 years, not here or somewhere else. All right, you got to show that you can hoop. Everything is predicated for all of these guys, outside of maybe a Malik Monk. But outside of that, all of it's got to be predicated on their performance and performing at a high level. And that's where, yeah, it's almost like contract years, right? Like, they may not be bought into their future with that team, but they're looking at it like, I'm playing for my next contract, so I'm hoping, or none of that matters. I need to be coming to camp in shape. I need to be ready for this whole year, because they don't, players aren't thinking about it as a future with that team. They're thinking about just their future in general.
Are they hooping? We're just talking right now. Are they hooping for themselves, though, or are they hooping for the Sacramento Kings, that if that you're looking for next contract or that next team to look for you? Are you, like, are we all bought in? This is the role they need for me. Like, I probably want to get more buckets and stuff like that, but this is the role Doug Christie has for me.
They might be thinking for themselves, but that's still, they're still one and the same to me. Malik Monk, his contract year was trying to get buckets, get paid.
But this is a team, though, maybe to Jesse's point a little bit, this is a team that desperately needs to establish chemistry. Like, that was, I mean, even DeMar talked about that with the acquisition of Zach LaVine. He's like, hey, I know Zach, but this was a weird situation he was walking into. You know, we had lost De'Aaron, we had lost Mike. Like, it was we were acclimating to the new version that we were, while trying to get him acclimated to something we weren't acclimated with yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was clear. Malik, hell, Scott Perry told Sean Cunningham asked, yo, what does this team need? He said, this team needs time together. If the number one thing you need to establish is chemistry, things like what Jesse is talking about, looking ahead, wondering what the move is going to be, wondering what's next, yeah, that could absolutely affect the chemistry.
I agree with you.
Both, like, if you're with a girl that you're not bought into and you're thinking about, man, I wonder who I could find at the club this weekend, you ain't going to be able to establish a relationship with that woman.
For sure, but you're going to go to the club looking good because you're on the prowl. Mm. It's one and the same. To me, it's one and the same. You have to perform well. Now, does that mean,
but what's that do for your current relationship?
It's not really, in that situation, it's not really a concern.
Like, what if Doug is telling Zach LaVine, I need 15 shots for me, this is the way it's gonna go, I need 15 or whatever, and it's like, no, Zach LaVine's like, no, I need to get more up for the sake of my next deal and all that stuff, like, kind of things like that, where, yeah, Doug Christie has a certain role where it might kind of limit you, but it's better for the team.
That, no, I agree. Like, that, it's important, it's imperative that they play well early on so they can buy into the idea of playing as a cohesive unit, for sure. But if Doug is like, I need you to shoot the ball 15 times, and Zach is like, man, I'm going to push that up to 18 because I need to get all NBA, so I'm eligible for this or that. I mean, if he's hitting, if he's producing, I think that's him playing well. Mm-hmm. That's him playing well. A lot of the times, not every time, but a lot of the times, that will coincide with team success. So if Zach is like averaging 25 to start the season, super efficient, all this other stuff, I think the team will be well. I don't think it'll be a situation where if he's playing well, if all these guys are playing well individually, that they'll still be a losing team. I guess that's more so what I'm getting at.
I get what you're saying. I also think there's a difference between going and getting yours and playing well as a team, though. Because if you're going and getting your shots at the expense of others and things like that, or just at the expense of the game plan, like I said, throw out the 15 shots, make up whatever scenario you want. But like, if you're going against the game plan, I feel like that hurts.
And this is for sure. Yeah. I also don't think they have that many players like that, though. I think the one person that you think might do something like that is DeMar. Like, I don't care what the offense is, I'm going to get my shots up. I don't know if maybe we saw just the unbelievably different version of Zach LaVine last year than has been the Zach LaVine for his whole career. But he's not a guy that seems like he's going to be like, I'm going to make sure every night I get my 24 shots up. He seems like the guy where you've got to actually convince to shoot the ball more. Keegan's not that way. Sabonis isn't that way. I don't think Dennis Schroeder is that way. So the thought process is, yeah, we got a bunch of guys who, if it's going south, they're just going to take shots for themselves. I don't think they have those type of players when you look at the roster, when you actually look at the guys that are on there. But they do need to establish chemistry early on to salvage the season.
You can't have a slow start. And the tough part for Malik is, I don't think these rumors are going to go away if this Jonathan Kuminga thing doesn't happen. Mm. Like, if he starts the season in a Kings uniform, I don't think these rumors are going to go away. And it's you know, the idea, oh, just put it out of your head. Like, all right, man. Like, cool. Like, it's not that easy. Mm-hmm. Like, you're uprooting this man from where he lives and where he's been for the last handful of years and telling him, like, nah, man, it's cool. It's just, you know, it's part of the game. Get trades. You know, you live in fear that you're going to have to move to a different city and live in a hotel until February. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I'm not going to be shocked if he's shooting 30% to start the season if these rumors stay out there. Mm-hmm. But as you said, it's in everybody's best interest to play well, to get along, to try to establish chemistry, to try to go out there and be great. But man, I feel like this is a difficult dynamic, especially if you're not buying what the team's doing. And that, I think, is the toughest part. If you're not bought in on Scott Perry, if you're not bought in on Doug Christie, I think it creates some issues. Mm-hmm. We're breaking, right? We'll come back. Yeah, so we'll come back. We'll stay in basketball. We're gonna flip the script here a little bit and get to the NFL. Of course, we got Trista Crick coming up. At the top of the 2 o'clock hour, Jason Jones will be with us in the final hour of the show. We're thrilled that you're here with us now. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Speaking of Sky River Casino, there's some things going off over there. By the way, 3 years of Sky River Casino this month.
There we go. Yeah.
Sky River Casino celebrating, I don't even call it, its third birthday. I don't know, but it's a 3 year celebration. There's you could go in there. You could get cupcakes this month.
There we go. I might have to pull up.
Let me see. What's the day? Three years. Where are the cupcakes? I can't find the cupcake day.
I can just go in there and get some cupcakes?
No. August 15th.
August 15th,
one of the first 300 guests to line up outside the market. You could go in there and get a third anniversary cupcake. They got some great things jumping off, including a Japanese whiskey event going on at the Humidor. Ooh. On August 21st. That's big time. Ooh. The whiskey, the cigars. Not to mention, they got Ladies Night over there on August 27th. Humidor stays popping over at Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play. With 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games, sky is the limit at Sky River Casino.
That's interesting. You think guys can partake in Ladies Night?
No, right?
Well, sometimes they say ladies night like at a club, and that just means they're free or something like that. It doesn't mean that guys are barred from.
Okay, yeah, we need to know then. Is it? Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
The line is, the ladies are taking over the Humidor. Celebrate ladies night with cigar specials, a custom drink menu, and live entertainment on Wednesday, August 27th, starting at 5 p.m. I'm going to guess, fellas.
Stay home.
Stay your ass at home.
Yeah, you can't get in that one. All right.
I'm familiar with the ladies free, guys $5 at the door rule.
That was a ploy. This sounds like a safe space. Come in here, have some cigars, have whiskey, chill out, relax.
Don't have to deal with no dingy men.
Yeah, don't have to do that. That is a lot different than ladies free before 10.
Well, that was a house party room, but that's though too.
Oh, don't worry. I have run many ladies free before 10 p.m. promotions. I promise you that. Get the ladies out there. Sir, your busted ass costs $15, but your girl gets in free. It was all to get the club full at the right time.
And you don't have the right shoes.
You never do have the right shoes.
Well, poor Tasha. She says, Manny, I'm still waiting outside to get in.
Mm. Apologies to Tasha for that one. I want y'all to know, and I never said this on the air, I took a hell of a bullet for that one.
Mm.
Oh, man. Whew. I thought after our last show, our first ever evening show, a handful of us were going to go over to the Humidor. Some of our crew, we had a reservation. They had a warning. Like, hey, this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Carrie was great. Got it. Understood. I didn't realize everyone was going to the Humidor when the live show was over. That's my bad. I should have called an audible and we should have just hung out at 32 Brew Street when I saw the amount of people walk next door. Wasn't prepared for that. They weren't prepared for that. And it became a bit of a thing. Won't happen again.
Sorry
to Tasha. Yeah. Sorry to Scooter. Scooter almost got in a fight because a guy who had clearly lost all of his money that day. he said, so I actually thought he was with us. I thought he was one of our guys. And then I recognized as he kept walking, he was still talking. And Scooter said something back. And it was like, this dude does not want to do this.
Oh, man.
He does not know what is behind these two doors right here. You need to keep moving. So I, instead of, because I was ready to go with my man Scooter. I just, hey, Scooter, man, it's cool. We kind of laugh. Tasha's laughing. It's good. It's like, nah, we're fine. Because I kept thinking, if this dude turns around, we have a huge problem. Because there's 15 of us behind these two doors.
Yeah.
He needs to keep going. And Scooter, thankfully, Scooter laughed it off and we were all good.
D-Lo said, let's jump him.
Well, I did realize, too, for him to be that upset, he lost a lot of money.
It was a rough night.
Like, his night was already bad enough. There was no need to make it worse.
Yeah, it was a rough night.
And let's be real, Scooter didn't need any of us. Scooter could have handled it by himself. But we didn't want anything like that. There's no need for that. But it was obvious my man was having a tough time.
So, Tasha, Jess.
Yep.
You guys try to go to ladies' night. Mm-hmm. I'm not promising nothing. I'm saying try to go to ladies' night.
Yeah,
it's
get out
be
there.
A good time.
Yeah. I mean, make a reservation. Make a reservation right now.
Mm-hmm.
August 27th, get out there. Ladies' night. There were five teams in the Western Conference. Trista Crick going to be with us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. So we'll have a lot of basketball, obviously, leading into TK. But we've got some football things to talk about. I just keep reading these reports on Matthew Stafford, man. I just keep reading them, and I just want to ask questions.
Okay.
I also got questions for you, Jesse, regarding your boy in Miami.
Oh, that's fire.
And I got questions for you.
For me.
KC, regarding Jesse's boy.
I've already tried trading him to the 49ers. KC didn't want to do the deal.
I think the value's changed, bro.
Yeah, Jesse talking about the two firsts.
Yeah, I think the value.
He's not talking two firsts.
I think the value has changed.
He's doing some Jimmy Butler stuff, it feels like.
Yeah, it's some interesting things going on out there in Miami. So,
oh, and then,
so we'll get to that.
Okay, yeah, because your boy, I think his days are numbered.
Wait, who?
What boy?
Your coach, man. I ain't like his response.
Oh, hey.
I didn't like his
response. Oh, you guys aren't telling me anything I don't know.
Your coach is wild. That's my man, though.
Another day closer to death.
Yeah, another day.
It's the life of a Dolphins fan.
Another day. The Rockets, the Thunder, the Lakers, the Nuggets, the Clippers, they all won 50 games last year. The Timberwolves won 49, by the way, so that was the marker for last season's guaranteed playoff spots, 49 victories.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those teams that I just mentioned, and I guess we could throw Minnesota in there. How many of those teams win 50 games again this year? Again, it's OKC, the Rockets, the Lakers, the Nuggets, the Clippers, and the Timberwolves.
I think all of them except
Do
for the
all
Lakers.
All six of those teams except the Lakers?
Except the Lakers and Timberwolves.
Oh, okay. So that's not okay.
Those are the two teams.
I like Jesse. He got similar Minnesota shade. Like,
Those are the two teams I'm looking at, too.
Man, I'm not with y'all. I'm alone on the Lakers. Why do you hate Marcus Smart? I know why he does. Why do you hate Marcus Smart?
I don't hate Marcus Smart.
Yes, you do.
It's my guy.
Hey, I love Marcus Smart, okay? Don't do that.
All right.
That's my dog.
He don't make no difference at all.
Marcus Smart.
I wonder how much value Marcus Smart's skill set has to the rest of the league compared to what it did for the Celtics. Because he has just been tossed around, like, since. Like, Marcus Smart can be this culture guy and this rah-rah guy for the Celtics and be this leader. But did that work with Memphis? I think he helped out in Washington and all that, but he doesn't shoot necessarily well or anything like that. He's a great defender and all that, but I just wonder how much of his skill set fits outside of that time in Boston.
I don't want to deviate this because I haven't even allowed you guys to answer the question, but just because I don't know how much time we'll spend here. Memphis won 48 last year. Is more or less than 48 wins?
Less.
I'm going to say less. It's not. Is it? I don't think it's considerably less, though. Okay. Maybe 4, 5, 6 games.
I feel like that's a lot. I feel like 6 games less
is
a lot.
Well, when I say considerably less, like, I don't think they'll go to a 32-win team.
Okay, yeah. No, I'm with you on that. But, I think they're still in the play-in. I think that's a hovering around 500 basketball team.
Mm. Yeah,
unless Super Ja emerges, like, I don't understand that squad.
I can see that. I can absolutely see them being around a 500 team, being in the play-in.
You have your eyes on the Timberwolves to not win 50?
Mm-hmm.
Those are your boys. Wow.
I wouldn't say they're my boys.
Well, I'm not sure. You're a Timberwolves supporter.
Only when they play teams I don't like. In this playoffs,
I think that's only they had Boston the creme de la creme at this point.
They had the Lakers and the Warriors.
Yeah.
Don't like neither one of their
asses. How do we feel about Anthony Edwards at this point? We still all bought in and all that?
Good question.
Is he still the next up-and-coming guy?
Yeah.
ESPN was running a segment right now on NBA Today, I think it was. It's like, who players under 25 that you'd start your franchise with? It was like Wemby, Paolo, Ant was in there, Cade, and I think Cooper Flagg. I might have been missing
one.
Yeah,
that's all fine.
I think there's a – I'm taking Paolo over him now at this point, I think.
Mm.
I wonder if
I don't think
not time's running out, but just more so if we're going to see the Timberwolves take a step back and need a retool before we see Ant really stepping it up, I guess, taking teams deep into the playoffs again.
You know, I'm not sure Ant has the best supporting cast around him. I like McDaniels. Julius as a player. I don't know how much of a fit that is in Minnesota. They started to take off later in the year when he got healthy, so there's that. Rudy Gobert, I'm going to be nice.
Say it. No, say it. Say it. What? What are you going to say that hasn't been said already? Yeah.
Being nice to Rudy Gobert, that's pretty wild.
It's a waste. It's a waste.
That was kind of mean.
it's nothing. All right, especially when you really need to win. So he's stuck with that guy. I like Naz Reid.
Jesse,
they don't have
Celtics
a point guard.
Are really busy today.
What else did they do?
Chris Boucher.
They added him?
That's a good look.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 1 year, 3.3. That's after the trade that they just...
2004 numbers. That's crazy.
That's where we are, bro.
League going backwards.
Hey, it took a while, but that recession has finally hit everybody. Cost of eggs have gotten to the Boston Celtics.
Man.
Why are I got bad ADHD today. Why are all these teams selling? Like Boston is selling.
Boston's selling. Well, their situation is clear. Like, we're not a championship team.
No, I mean selling. I mean changing owners.
Oh.
Like Portland's in the midst of a sale or got to start a sale. I don't know if it's public, so I'm not going to. There's another team that's going up for sale. And then we just had Boston. Mark Cuban went out on Dallas.
Right.
We had the Lakers situation off.
A lot of them are. The Lakers situation, I don't know what happened. But Boston and Portland are circumstantial.
Jeannie Buss probably thought, I'm tired of being poor.
Boston like, might have just been Rich son running up the dad's credit card without them knowing for the luxury tax and all that.
Well, I don't even know if it goes that far. I think.
Minnesota just sold. What am I talking about? That just happened.
He changed his mind. And too late, buddy. Boston situation, from what I gathered, was the dad did not want, he didn't want the team to stay in the family. He said, I'm a cash out. I don't need you guys fighting over control and all this other stuff. I'm selling. The son, well, I forgot his name. He didn't want to sell.
Wick Grusbeck?
Yeah, Wick. He didn't want to sell. Like, he was like, no, I want to keep the team. Give it to me or whatever. And the dad was like, no, this is what I'm doing.
Mm.
I'm not having this tear up the family or nothing like that. So that was that. Portland, Paul Allen made them sell.
Yeah, he Did he pass away?
He passed away.
And it was in his...
And they had to sell.
Yeah.
You think about Phoenix, obviously, he was kind of forced out.
right.
Yeah. Minnesota, they were ready to sell, and then he's
and
like...
And they weren't.
Nah, I made a mistake.
Never mind. Never mind.
The
cancel transaction.
The Dallas one, I don't know. That one, I'm not sure.
The Dallas one was a lot closer to the Lakers deal in that Cuban's still involved. Mm-hmm. He didn't maintain the governor spot that Genie allegedly is going to maintain for a while.
Right.
But
right. And the Lakers one,
He's still a part of an ownership group.
I'm not sure why. I mean, it feels like the Lakers were bringing in money hand over fist. You're an owner in this league. You're about to get this TV money.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. The Lakers don't own that arena.
No, that's AEG.
That's AEG, which means they pay rent.
True.
They pay rent on the Staples Center. Like, I think a lot of the Lakers money is like a, it's a mirage.
Yeah.
Like they're obviously making that money, but there's money that goes to the league, money that goes to the players. Once it's all then you've got like rent, like you've got all of these different things.
Rents do.
Yeah, like you're like, I joke, Jeannie's not poor, but she's not I forgot the guy that bought it. He's not that. No. She's not Joe Tsai.
Right.
You know, Jeannie Buss. Not anymore, because I think he's actually made some pretty savvy financial decisions for himself in recent years. But Genie is what Mark Davis was. Mark Davis did not have money that was not tied to the Oakland or Las Vegas Raiders. Genie's money was, I mean, I know she started, was it Glow? She had some, I don't know if she brought back Glow or didn't she have a women's wrestling league? She had something.
Yeah, she had something, and I remember seeing it on like K-Max on Sunday at 11:45 once.
Well, that sounds like Glow.
I think it was Jeannie Buss
had Woman of Wrestling.
Yeah,
wow.
I think it was
okay.
Wrestling. Yeah,
yeah, like so. That's again, it's not the same as Steve Ballmer. Mm-hmm. It's not the same as even Paul Allen and all of these. It's not the same as James Dolan.
It's
as gross
so,
as that is.
So and he's making money, and he owns the Garden, and he owns the Forum.
He owns the Sphere,
and
doesn't
the Sphere.
He?
Yeah, that was actually struggling too. But they said they were going to build another Sphere.
I don't know. They had the Backstreet Boys in there, and that thing looked lit. Like that. You know what they're doing? And I was told we can't go. I really want to go. They're showing the Wizard of Oz inside the Sphere.
Oh wow!
Like yeah, I want. To, come on, man.
Why that can't we fire. Go?
We.
Or you can't go.
I was told, well, because we're taking a Christmas trip to New York. I was told we don't need to take a fall trip to Las
Vegas.
Oh, I got
you. No, you can't go. Me and Casey catch us at Wizard of Oz.
We're there.
Sounds like a you problem.
Definitely a me problem.
It was dope when they had the UFC event in there. That was really dope.
I don't think I saw much from that.
Yeah, I saw the last two matches of that night. That was cool.
Okay.
That was really cool.
I always thought a WWE event there would probably
be
pretty fire.
Yeah.
I mean, they did the Thunderdome for like a year. They could do the Sphere.
That'd be fire. So I'm looking at this situation, and look, she made what was it, $10 billion off the Lakers sale.
I'm sure something like that. Something like the sale price was insane.
And I would just ask, like, what does a team make on average per year in the NBA? They say the league's total revenue in 2024 surpassed $11.3 billion. This is AI, by the way. With an average of around $387 million per team. So you make $400 million per team. The Lakers have their own network, so they've got probably the best.
Is that their own network? What's it called? Sports?
Time Warner Sports LA or something like that.
Okay.
That's the Lakers network. Lakers and I'm trying to think. I can't remember if the Dodgers have their own or the Dodgers games play on the Lakers network. I think the Dodgers have their own, actually.
Okay.
So that's
Dodger Vision.
Oh, gosh. They used to have Giants Vision. Did you order any games from Giants Vision?
Yeah, all of them. It was a season ticket. holder.
Yeah. Lakers own Bull Corners, I guess, for Spectrum. It used to be Time Warner. Spectrum now.
Spectrum, that's right. Spectrum.
So when you say it's the Lakers network, they own it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's got to be, I say that to say that's probably the best TV deal.
They own half of it.
Well, I was going to say, how could it be? They're not getting any money in from it. Well, I guess you're getting ad dollars in from it.
Yeah. That, well, like, that's what, isn't that what Silver is aspiring for all these teams to do? To have some form of their own network so they don't have to deal with the middleman, which is cable, which is
I think NBC Adam Sports Silver is aspiring to have anything but what they have right now.
Yeah.
Whether it's Spectrum, Time Warner, whatever, Brooklyn Nets Vision, or some sort of streaming platform.
Right.
I just don't think he wants the Sacramento Kings on NBC Sports California.
Right.
That's what I think he doesn't want.
Right. So
he wants Pizza Guy's commercials to die, is what Adam Silver wants.
So Genie and the Lakers before were bringing in about, let's just say, about $500 million a year.
Okay. But what's it cost to run the Los Angeles Lakers? Like, what's the, like, what is the actual income into that? Because
salaries alone are what, $260 or something like that?
So there's $260. Yeah, so there's $260. Then again, there's rent for the Staples Center. You've got employees to pay. Yeah. Like, I mean, like even if it's that $500 million could quickly become $100 million or $80 million. They sold for $10 billion. You know, when you talk about owners, again, it's having an income or having a having your income tied solely to the sports team.
Right.
Whereas, you know, as problematic as he might be, Jerry, there is no one in the Jerry Jones bloodline that will ever have to work outside of a Jerry Jones owned business ever. Mm-hmm. Ever. They don't even actually have to work.
No.
All of these different things that he has done between that stadium, the concessions, all of this, the ways that Jerry Jones is interwoven throughout the entire National Football League is going to keep his bloodline wealthy, rich, white, Texas oil man wealthy forever.
Yeah.
And he's a genius. He's brilliant for that. You know, Mark has been selling off pieces of the Los Angeles Lakers, or excuse me, pieces of the Las Vegas Raiders to have money now that's not tied to the Las Vegas Raiders. Mm-hmm. Now he's got the Aces. Now he's invested in other things to where now he's, you know, he's wealthy outside of that famous logo,
yeah.
Which he absolutely never was before.
So maybe that answers that question with the Lakers. Like, it just weren't bringing in the money that we could by selling this off. Dallas is the one I don't have an answer for. I'm not sure. Well, the answer would be Mark Cuban sold with hopes of getting involved in casino money that's
right.
Going into Dallas.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe he saw that as an opportunity to build on his portfolio. So I guess they all got reasons, except for Minnesota when he just said, no, I don't want to do this.
Was it Glenn Taylor? Glenn Taylor said, this team sucks, I'm out. He was like, oh, wait a minute. No. Hey, Adam, it's me. I changed my mind.
And Adam goes, get ready to learn Chinese, buddy.
Can you imagine I messed up this business deal. Damn it. Only made $6 billion. Shoot.
Damn it.
Glenn Taylor's hella old, too, isn't he?
I think so,
he's like in his 70s or 80s, isn't he? That might be an exaggeration, but he's pretty old.
I feel like he is. So.
He's 84.
Really? Oh, my
gosh. He's an OG. Cashed out.
Nah, that's older than an OG.
Cashed out.
I don't know what you classify someone who's 84, but it's something stronger than an OG.
Yeah, so.
Goodness gracious.
I wonder, if we see any more coming up. I don't think so. I think everybody's locked in. TV deal.
Well, there's one I just sent to your phone.
Oh.
There's another one coming in. I don't know if that's public, so we'll just keep it to ourselves. But there is another NBA team that's going to be sold soon. Or, you know, that process is going to start soon. And that's really what sparked, why is this happening? Like, why is everybody getting out of this game? Yeah. And maybe it is just cashing out. I mean, again, Glenn Taylor, this process, I mean, 84, process probably started when he was 82. Mm-hmm. Like, man, what? I ain't got nothing else to do.
Right.
I'm getting out of this.
And if you don't love it that much, if you don't love Team X and owning Team X, you just kind of look at it as a little bit of an asset. Yeah, you might think about getting out of this situation.
And that's, I think, for what some guys it is. What one, it's a key card into an exclusive club, mm-hmm. or it's an asset. And at this point, you're asset managing, yeah. and you're saying, well, if the Lakers sold, I'm not going to get 10. Dallas might be my floor. So if I'm looking, and I can't remember what Dallas was, so play along. If I'm looking at 4 to 10, and my investment was $450 million, excuse me, yeah, I'm good.
Which McCall just sold not too long ago, too. We forgot to mention them, Milwaukee. Wasn't too long ago. It was probably in the last 4 or 5 years.
Didn't Milwaukee sell when Sacramento sold? Or did they sell again?
I thought it was a little later. It might have been again because there was more threats about them leaving.
Hmm. Damn. Like,
maybe
third of the league is sold.
Yeah, maybe they did sell when the Kings did. And that was
I thought they
time.
Sold around the same time, but yeah.
Well,
I'm not sure. We'll come back. We didn't even get to the question I asked. Like, I got...
What was even your question again?
It doesn't matter. Steelo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you see the star-studded event that was Rico Hines' wedding? Salute to Rico on his wedding. Big ups to him.
I didn't.
Former Kings.
One of the more popular guys, I think, in the entire NBA.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was... I saw Fox and his wife was there. Marvin Bagley was there with his date. Harrison Barnes was in the building. Who else am I missing?
Was I love that you said it was star-studded and went to De'Aaron and his wife and then went to Marvin Bagley and then Harrison Barnes. Shout out HB, always a star.
HB. Oh, Tyrese Halliburton was there too.
Okay.
That's
crutches in a boot.
I didn't see a full body situation, but I think he went from there to...
Smart move. The referee turned their back. Yeah. Just don't do the Paul Heyman version.
He went there instead of Saturday night at WrestleMania. That's what I noticed when he was...
SummerSlam, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I noticed when he was there on Sunday. I was like, oh, he must have went straight from the wedding to...
He knew Saturday wasn't worth showing up to.
But yeah, man,
this sucks.
There was no story behind it. Just some of the old Kings were in the building.
There you go.
Good for stuff. Rico too, man. Shout out Rico.
Shout out love.
Shout out to my guy Sam Luong, man. That's where I saw the footage, man. He was in the building.
Shout out to love, man. Love. Mm-hmm. Oh, Rico. It doesn't matter.
Rico's. He's got to be around this. I think he's a little older, but he's around the same age as Baron Davis. I think they played together at UCLA.
Okay.
I think they were different years. Like, Rico might be 2 or 3 years older than Baron, but he's around that age.
Okay. Well, shout out to my man.
Yeah, man.
Finding love late. Later. Not late. Later. The original question. Trista Crick is going to join us in a couple minutes. The original question I asked before getting completely sidetracked on teams selling and the things happening in the NBA are OKC, Houston, Lakers, Nuggets, Clippers, and we'll throw the Timberwolves in there. They won 49 games. Mm. How many, and the others won 50 plus. How many of those teams, how many teams in the West win 50 games next year? I mean, I think it's safe to say OKC does. Mm-hmm. Probably safe to say Houston does.
Agreed.
Where do you go from there? Because the Lakers were 50. It's not like it was 55. Like they were 50. I think the Nuggets were 52. Clippers might have been 50. Yeah, all three of those teams were 50 exactly.
So six teams last year?
Minnesota was 49.
Okay.
So that's the six. That's the sixth team. They were 49 wins. You're a big fan of the T-Wolves and Alex Rodriguez, so I threw them into this conversation.
That is my boy.
I know.
My gut says, first thought says four of those teams.
Four of those teams. OKC for sure. Mm-hmm. Houston for sure. Mm-hmm. I feel like you love the Los Angeles Clippers.
I got them at 50. And I got the Nuggets at 50.
The Nuggets?
The teams that I'm looking at is potentially not getting the 50 or the Lakers and the Timberwolves. I think you can convince me on the Lakers more than the Timberwolves. If you wanted to be like, nah, you bugging KC, Lakers are going to get there, I wouldn't fight you. The Timberwolves are the one that I'm not sure they're going to be able to get to 50. It might be
You down on Minnesota? You've been ride or die with Minnesota for at least two seasons now. I mean, and maybe saying they don't win, maybe they could match last year's win total and not win 50 games. Like right. That's 49.
Right.
But are you okay? Let's frame this differently. Are you down on the Timberwolves?
A little bit. I just think
your hate for Rudy Gobert has finally taken over.
Rudy.
Like you said he was just useless.
Just dragging him along.
You said like the man
they're
was
carrying
useless.
This guy. I'm trying to be nice to him.
Would they be better if Rudy Gobert wasn't there?
Probably.
If Rudy Gobert wishing nothing upon nobody, couldn't play this year, would the Minnesota Timberwolves be better?
They couldn't.
It depends on
who you who, like. If they didn't
It'd
get
be
anybody
Nas
else
Reed.
On the street,
I mean, in terms of your main guys, you'd obviously have, you know, an empty spot that was occupied by Nas Reed, but like Nas Reed would, I'd assume, would be the guy to fill in immediately.
Let me see who else is on that. I'm right here by there. Yeah, Nas Reed. Yeah, they don't really have another big. I don't know. It's up in the air.
It's hard to think you could remove a starter from that team and think, oh, they'll be just as good, if not better. But
that's
with Rudy.
That's fair.
Rudy's the one that'll make you think.
Rudy is just... He was really, really good in that clip, the clinching win against the Lakers. He was so awful in the Western Conference Finals.
Like one game.
When it comes down to game. He was awful in the Western Conference Finals. Just useless. Yeah. Completely useless. So I look at it where maybe in the regular season he's got more value than he does in the postseason. And because of that, you'd be a worse team record-wise. But, yeah, I don't have any faith in Rudy Gobert helping your team out.
Are you losing faith in Anthony Edwards?
No. Anthony Edwards is actually still pretty damn young.
He definitely is, yeah. Here's the thing I think about Minnesota, though. They're not going to be better.
I don't think so.
I think you talk about regular season win-loss total aside, you go into like, all right, let's, for fun, they win 49-50 games. Or scratch that, they get the 60. They get a guaranteed playoff spot. You feel good about them in playoff series? You feel good about them taking that next step? Like, I don't know what that team does. Mike Conley's a year older. He's really important to what they do. Rudy Gobert, like, we talk about locker room things. Like, Rudy thought he was gone. Rudy said goodbye. They thought KD was coming. And I don't see how they need to take like the smallest of steps forward. I don't see how they do it.
The one thing I'll say about Minnesota in defense of them is they dealt with some injuries early and in the middle of the season. Julius Randle was hurt. And when Julius Randle came back in the last month and a half of the season, they were cooking. And they rode that all the way to the conference finals. I know in the second round, there was no, you know, Steph Curry for the Warriors, and the Warriors won, I think, game one. So maybe that series goes different if Steph is around. But they beat the brakes off the Lakers. They ended up handling business against the Warriors. And this was a stretch of, like I said, it was a stretch of about 2 months, once they got healthy, of playing top-flight basketball. So I say that to say, maybe next year, if they have health, as Julius Randle is there for the majority of the season, they can get that same win total, maybe a little bit more. I think their issue is at the point guard position. They don't have a point guard. Too many times, especially in that OKC series, they were asking Anthony Edwards to initiate the offense. And that's not utilizing him the best. And to be fair, I'll be fair in this situation, maybe a true point guard, a better point guard, and this is no shade to Conley because he's really good. I just think he's at the end of his career.
I think he's really important.
Yeah, he's at the end of his career, though. Like, he's
sure,
there's
absolutely
only so much he can do
absolutely
at this point. That might be able, if you had a point guard, that might be able to help with Rudy Gobert. That might be able to get the best out of him on the offensive end. So
you
that,
know who would be great?
Who's that?
For Rudy?
Devin Carter. Need a PG.
You stepped
Need
on my joke.
PG.
No, you stepped all over my joke. It's fine. Go to hell.
You need a true PG.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Devin Carter.
Need Devin Carter out there, man. Throwing lobs to Rudy Gobert. Get Minnesota on the phone.
So
is
I
there, Tim Conley? Is that
sounds right?
Get Tim Conley on the phone.
Yeah, that's
Scott.
What happened. Tim Conley. I didn't even think about this. I didn't know he was a
good mentor like Mike Conley to help him along the way. Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, man.
Who do we want back in that situation?
Doesn't matter. Bonus hours. Bonus hours at the Mall of America. This is fine. Let us get to the Mall of America an hour early.
You ever been to the Mall of America?
I haven't. The only... I would say I've been to Minnesota. I just stopped in, like, at the airport. I just flown through Minnesota. It's a connecting spot. Great spot. Yeah. It's a great airport. Minnesota is a terrific... Minnesota St. Paul Airport is fantastic.
Yeah.
That is my sole experience in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Or experiences. I've been through it many times, but never been to the Mall of America, never been outside the airport.
I don't remember. Shout out to Jake Gaydon's intern, who I saw when I was at Sac State football practice. She's shadowing Jake Gaydon. She's from Minnesota. That was a hell of a sentence.
Shout out to Jake Gaydon's intern.
Yeah.
It also sounds like shade. It's like, oh, shout out Jake Gaydon's intern.
I don't want to get her name wrong. I think it's Alyssa, but I'm not sure.
How important is that to the story?
She's from Minnesota.
Oh, very.
She asked.
Well, shout out to the Jake Gaydon's intern from Minnesota.
We were having a conversation about Minnesota. She's like, you ever been? And I was like, yeah. Now that I think about it, it was like 20 years ago. She's like, oh, yeah, it's even better now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. Mm-hmm. I'll go in the summertime, springtime. We can go for SummerSlam.
Field trip to Minnesota. Is it in Minnesota?
Yeah. Next year in Minnesota.
Oh, two night.
That's the killer. Jesus Christ, that's the killer. Man. Don't nobody want to do that.
You know where I'm flying into for the first time? I found a direct pro tip. I found a direct flight because, you know, that SMF to JFK on JetBlue, red eye.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah, yeah.
That's gone.
I know. I thought you were about to say
United has an SMF to Newark. That's a red eye.
No, people love Newark. The people out there love Newark.
Well, Newark. I was like, all right, man, let me. And I knew it wasn't far because Newark, JFK, and LaGuardia are the airports that you could fly into. It was like equal distance damn near from Times Square to JFK.
Mm-hmm.
In Times Square in Newark.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no big deal. We got a direct flight overnight. Yeah, and give me that.
Newark is a good look. Newark is a real good look. I remember one time I was flying. My cousins were out here.
Not the best airport, but like if it could get me in there, like it's fine.
All that matters.
Direct flight. Get me in, get me out.
That's all that matters. My cousins were out here for a family reunion, George and them and everything, and I was going to fly back. Not with them, but basically at the same time, a little after them. So they would get home and, you know, pick me up from the airport and I'd come, you know, hang out with them. I was going to hang out in New York for about a week. And their flight got canceled. My flight didn't. So I had to hop on the flight and I ended up staying at some hotel next to the Newark airport overnight until they got home the next day.
Glad you made it.
Yeah, well, I didn't leave the premises.
Oh. Still.
Didn't leave the premises. I think you're okay by the airport because it was nice. It was fine where I was at.
Nah, Newark.
It was like
fine.
A double tree or something like that.
Newark is fine.
Just didn't.
I've never flown out of LaGuardia and I've flown out of JFK, but I've never flown out of Newark.
It's a good look. It's a good look.
I don't know that it is. Yeah, it's not on my favorite airline either. But again, it was direct. And it was a red eye.
JetBlue, did they just go out of business, basically? Like, what are we doing here, guys?
I just think they
killed
that flight. Like, I can't believe they killed that flight.
What are we doing, guys?
A little TV screen and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've taken that flight probably. I've probably taken that flight five times.
Yeah.
RIP JetBlue each way.
Well, you know, the move used to be Virgin.
Oh, I don't think I've ever flown Virgin.
Virgin was fire. Was fire.
Okay. Yeah. I missed that.
It had a good look.
Trista Crick going to join us here shortly. Trista, I asked Trista's opinion on Newark and what she thinks about the airport there.
Ava. That was my girl's name. Ava.
Okay.
Shout out Ava.
Shout out Ava from Minnesota.
From Minnesota.
Shout out Jay Gaydon for having an intern in these
times. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's how he moved.
Did you read the Joel Embiid stuff?
Yeah.
Bro, so I'm going to ask everybody to rewind to the middle of last season or whenever it was when they shut Joel down and announced that he was going to have this knee procedure. Mm-hmm. And we said at the time, this is useless. You don't know what you're operating on. You're cutting this man's knee open for God knows how many times it's already happened in his life. You're cutting this man's knee open just because. You're cutting this. I don't know. We're going to go take a look. We'll see what we can find.
Jeez. You have never
been able to identify what Joel Embiid's problem is. And now you're fessed at the fact, yeah, he might not be prepared to play basketball this season.
Somebody, I think it was.
You couldn't identify the problem, so you couldn't fix it.
I think it was Keith Pompey. I saw a clip from him about 2 weeks ago where he was kind of talking about the situation.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.